参与我们的这个活动。我很高兴跟大家在这儿。
Especially since this must be a very joyful place.
尤其是这是一个非常就是喜悦的一个地方。
Joyful, thank you. So grateful for the opportunity to take part in your joyful life.
所以呢，我就非常高兴的能够参与这种很喜悦的生活。
And we're going to have some chanting this evening.
那今天晚上呢，我们会一起来做一些个吟唱。
And Janava has introduced this chanting to you.
啊，那这个 Janava 已经跟你们多多少少介绍了这个。
But I would also like to say a few words about my experience with chanting Hare Krishna.
那我呢也想要跟大家分享一下我做这个吟唱 Hare Krishna 的这样的一种体会。
There is a verse that's described that this chanting of Hare Krishna is Kevala Ananda Kanda.
那在经典里头呢，就用梵文描述了这个吟唱 Hare Krishna 的。
Kevala Ananda Kanda means that it is a simple, joyful process.
那刚才这个 Kevala Ananda Kir 什么 Kirtan 是吗？是一个就是很喜悦的一种练习方式。
And the process is meant to actually bring us to a stage of self-realization.
而这样的一种训练方式、练习方式，实际上最后目的是为了把我们提升到认识自我、觉悟自我的那个层面上。
And self-realization is a joyful state of life.
而觉悟自我、认识自我，或者说有了那个觉知以后，就会有一种非常喜悦的生命状态。
And when we think about the process for achieving something which is so high, so elevated as self-realization.
那我们呢在考虑就是说有那么样的一个那么高的一个目标要达到，那个目标是觉悟自我。
We generally think that we have to pay a very heavy price to achieve something so great.
那我们就会想要达到那么崇高的一个目标，一定要付出很大的代价才能够得到。
Such as voluntarily accepting severe austerities.
就是有些人就想，那个是不是就要自愿的要接受一种苦行的程序？
Or accepting some personal inconveniences.
或者是要放弃自己的那个方便舒适的一些条件。
And adopting a process that can be somewhat severe for achieving something.At the end, which is so great.
就是说，为了达到最终能够达到非常了不起的一个成就的话，一定那个过程应该是特别艰难困苦的。
And I thought this way too.
我以前也是这么认为的。
Because I studied many different types of Eastern philosophy.
因为我年轻的时候，我学习了很多，研究了很多东方的哲学。
I studied philosophy even as back into the 1960s.
我曾经就是一直到1960年的
60年代，
1960年那个时候我就开始了。
And I read and adopted many different practices of Eastern philosophy.
那个时候呢，我就研读了很多东方哲学的那些书籍，而且去按照那个方法去练。
But when I was introduced to this process.Which is Kevala Ananda Kanda.
那后来呢，就是人家介绍我，就是这个程序叫做 Kevala Ananda.
Which was actually 43 years ago.
那个是40年之前我得到了这样一个方法。
I experienced that the process itself is joyful.
结果呢，我当我这么去练习的时候，我就感受到那个这么做的本身就是让人非常内心很喜悦的。
Which was a startling discovery for me. Which was a startling discovery for me.
那这个对我来说是一个就是很大的一种发现了。
Because I couldn't imagine that the process would also be joyful.
因为我从来没有想象过，就是在要取得一个成就的那个过程，能够是一种喜悦的过程，我没有想过。
For achieving something that was joyful.
也就是说，达到为了得到一个 什么？那个是喜悦。
It contradicted my way of thinking up until that point until I came in contact with this.
所以当时就是跟我我的那个体验跟我原来的想法是有矛盾的。
Of course, I'm not saying that there is no point in my life for the last 43 years where that there wasn't sadness.
哦，当然了，我不会跟大家说 OK， 就是我这个后来的自从练习了以后这四十多年，这个过程当中从来一点点都没有什么悲伤的成分。
Or there weren't some difficulties.
啊，或者说我从此以后因为练习了这个程序，我就再也没有遇到过任何困难。
But I always found that by chanting Hare Krishna.
但是我总是发现，透过吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna，
and by meditating deeply on the sound vibration of Krishna of Krishna's name.
啊，也就是说，就是在做这样的练习的时候，让自己沉浸在那种深入的冥想这个 Krishna 的这些个名字上面。
That I was able to experience some shelter.
哎，我就能够感受到好像有一种受保护的感觉。
Some protection from these difficulties.
啊，就是说，当我遇到困难的时候，只要我去冥想这些个mantra，哎，我就感觉到有被保护的感觉。
Which brought a state of experience of some relief.
啊，结果呢，就会让我感受到就是有一种就是缓解松了口气的那种感觉，就是他说他在困难的处境下。
But I also then began to experience that by continuing to do it.
然后呢，我又感受到我继续的做下去。
That there was actually something even higher than relief.
然后我就感受到了比那种缓解放松的感觉更加高的一种体验。
If we can actually imagine that.
啊，我们可以去想象一下啊。
Because usually we struggle for relief.
啊，因为一般的情况，我们人们都是在为了能够让自己有一种缓解的感觉而去挣扎，对吧
？And then when we get that experience, we think that's wonderful.
然后当我们就终于有了那种缓解放松的感觉以后，我们就会觉得哇，这个挺棒的了。
But then I discovered there's actually something that's even better than relief.
但是呢，我却发现透过这么做，我品尝到了比那个缓解放松还要更高的一种美好的体验。
And that was what has been gradually revealed to me over the past 43 years of chanting Hare Krishna.
啊，所以呢，就是整个这43年的不断的按照这个程序去做啊，那么。这个很越来越多的内容就逐渐的向我揭示出来了。
And after 43 years of chanting Hare Krishna, I cannot say that I've perfected this chanting.
嗯，那当然了，就是说，有了这43年的这样的一种吟唱的体验，我当然不能说自己，就是因为这个吟唱我已经变得完美了。
But I can say it keeps on getting better and better.
但是我却可以说，我感受到我越来越改善。
Therefore, after 43 years, I haven't found a reason why I should stop.
所以呢，整个43年连续这么做，我都没有找到说为什么我一定要停下来的原因，我找不到这个原因，所以就一直下去了。
So I just go on chanting Hare Krishna.
所以呢，我就一直不断的继续不断的这么做。
And I find it very joyful.
而且我发现越来越喜悦。
So I'm trying to take this opportunity here this evening to.Take part in a process which is joyful with all of you.
啊，所以呢，我今天呢就抓住这个机会啊，今天晚上跟大家聚在这一起来做这个啊，这个这样的一个练习，跟大家同享那个欣喜快乐。
Since many of you must be identifying with joyful living.
啊，因为这大家想，大家可能都已经就是很认同这种喜悦的生活了。
So I encourage you to please take part in our joyful process this evening.
所以呢，我就鼓励大家，请参与我们这项的这种喜悦的。
And you may find you might want to continue also.
然后今天大家体验完了以后，也许你们就会发现，你们也开始要继续想这么做了，停不下来了。
And if you discover that tonight, I'll consider my visit to your Joyful Living Center successful.
好，那如果大家有了这样的一种体验，我就会觉得我今天晚上来这个拜访这个新月人文空间的这次拜访就是成功的了。
So I'm going to first chant just a few prayers to my spiritual master.
那当然了，现在我要来领大家唱了。在领大家唱之前，我先唱一些个，就是向我的灵性导师、向我的上师祈祷的祈祷文。
And then we'll chant Hare Krishna.
然后等到这么做完了以后，我们就开始唱 Hare Krishna mantra.
And I'm assuming that Janava has introduced to you the process of how to chant.
我想那个 Janava 已经给你们介绍了我们是怎么来做的，大家已经知道了，来一唱一和。
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
好，谢谢大家。